Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our next guest who's about to join us, Leslie Kossoff, joining us all the way from Paris, France, which is where she's been living now for a while. We followed her halfway around the world as she has moved over the years. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, more than 10 years. She is an international consultant. She is the author of a number of books, including Executive Thinking, which is one of my favorite, and her new endeavor is what she calls Executive Field Guides. The Executive Field Guides. We've been talking about those. We've been covering those, the outstanding resources that she's making available. These are 21st century publications, meaning that they're the way she distributes them and the way that they're designed are for the way you and I consume information these days. And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic today. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
It's a pleasure, Jim. It always is.
It's good to have you back. How are things in Paris?
Things are good. We're having some political problems and, of course, economic problems. And last week we had a strike where the whole of Paris went on strike. And that
the whole
was fun.
Of Paris? Well, how does that happen?
Yeah. There was a general strike because, you're going to love this, I happen to find it particularly amusing, President Sarkozy wants to increase the retirement age from 60 to 62, and that led millions of people to go out onto the streets.
The horror.
I know.
The horror of having to work two more years to actually have to work to 62. How will they live, Leslie?
I just don't know. It's terrible. It's really terrible. And it's fascinating to me. It is that they, when we think about the kind of work ethic that we have and are brought up with in mm-hmm. the United States, and most
right.
particularly small business owners, my God, there isn't a stronger work ethic in the world than a small
That's
business
right.
owner. You know, and the interesting thing is here, when I look at the small business owners here, it's very much the same thing. The hours they put in, the work that they do. The difference is because the taxes are so incredibly high, they can retire
right.
earlier, and they do. But, again, this was a system that was designed for people to die a lot earlier. They weren't even supposed to live to 60, let alone 62.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And to a large degree, that's the way America is not, it's not unlike that. And of course, you know, Leslie, not long ago, the government extended retirement age for one part of the demographic of the population from 66 to 67, and it was a non-event over here.
Yes, see, I know, and personally,
but one of the reasons it was a non-event, Leslie, was because nobody's really counting on that money for very much. It's not a whole lot of money. It's not true retirement. I'm talking about the Social Security age.
No, it's absolutely true. And here, too, because, again, the tax level is so high and health care is all paid for and all of the rest of it, it really is pretty close to enough to retire on for most people. So it costs the government a lot more money, but it also
right.
costs the individual so much more money on a year-by-year basis.
Well, the other problem they've got in Europe is that you guys haven't, that the folks over there haven't been making enough babies.
And so
the demographic issue, I mean, the generational waves, there are not enough young people coming along in Europe to pay the ticket of all the people who are retiring.
France is the one country that defies that trend, but the reason that it defies the trend is because it has incredibly generous like a welfare program for new parents.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically paying young parents to have children.
Wow. And they've been doing that all. So the demographic issue, the replacement baby scenario that we see in Italy and Germany, for example, is not the same in France.
No, not a problem in France, but it's the only country in Western Europe where that's the case.
Very interesting. Leslie, we're going to go to a break in a second. When we come back, thank you for giving us that little tour. It's always good to get a different perspective from other countries, and you always do a great job of that. But when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about is something you've been working on lately, and that is using your reputation, leveraging your reputation to grow your customer base, to get closer to customers, but doing it in such a way that you can deliver on, that your reputation comes from the operation inside of your company and not from what you say about yourself. And we're going to get you to help us with that. That's coming up right after the next break, folks. And by the way, Leslie Kossoff's website is Kossoff, 2 S's, 2 F's.com after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.